Kerev Asher Shalom. Okay, today, Mr. Shem, going to do the Inyan of Shishim Ribo. First, as we learned, is the Machlokas HaRishonim, whether Bechlal or Rishus HaRabim require Shishim Ribo or not. Okay, so take a look, Erevin Vavam and Aleph on page 1. So Tana Rabbana Ketzim Marvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, first word on the line is Chacha, towards the bottom. First word on the line is Chacha. So Rashi writes, not in the brackets, Rishus HaRabim, Reish A, Mashma Rochav Sheshes Re'ama, V'ir Shemetsuyim Bo Shishim Ribo. And then we discussed the thing about choma, shir, mufaloshim, mukhuvanim. That was yesterday. Today we're going to discuss. So Rashi holds that there's something about shishim ribo, and Tosas Dibra Maskel Ketzad disagrees and says there's no such thing. There's no such thing. Kasher Rabbeinu Tam. But he says, right? But we don't just learn out everything from the Mishkan. And that's how the Rambam writes that there's no, when he lists the what a Rishus HaRabim is, he's Tazayin Amma, but he doesn't say there's any requirement of Shishim Ribo. And the Bir Halacha did the job of collecting everyone on one each side of the fence. The early source of Shishim Ribo is attributed to the Bahag. We'll see soon that Tosas quotes it, Chen Yesh Bahag, to be an Idrisa Shishim Ribo. Right, which is a very important point. Now, the big point of discussion is, okay, if you don't need Shishim Ribo, then there's nothing to talk about. You don't need the Shishim Ribo, so then you do need the Tezayin Amma. And then we discussed yesterday, but Chol Pachos, maybe even if you have the Tezayin Amma, maybe you need the Mefulish Mishar Lashar, and maybe that means mechuvan, and or maybe not, as we discussed yesterday. Right? So in other words, there is some hope, even if you hold just Tezayin Amma. There is that possibility. If you hold that possibility is not true, then there is no hope. Then once you have the Tezayin Amma and the Rabbim are there, so that's the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, and that's and then there would be no solutions other than putting up losos if that would be shaykh. Now the big question at hand is, where are the shishim ribo? So let's articulate the possibilities, and then we'll see what's the rise mikan olakan. So Rashi here, and this Rabbik in his letter about the Flatbush Eruv, made a big deal of this Rashi and the word ear. That, in other words, as long as there's 600,000 in the whole city, in the ear, so that would be, so then the streets in the city that are Tezayin Amma will become Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it's a din of ear. Ear Shemetsuyim Ba Shishim Ribo. And right, so that would mean like this, that as long as the place is built up and the ear continues, as big as the ear might be, then that doesn't mean my backyard becomes a Rishus Rabin. Whereas obviously only the thoroughfares are Rishus Rabin. But once the ear has Shishim Ribo in the ear, so then all the streets in the ear that are Tezayin Amma become a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, assuming that, okay, if you need Mefulish B'Shar L'Shar and you don't have it, so then that'll be another issue. But barring that, or if that requirement is not needed or somehow whatever, but a din of the in the ear. So as long as the ear goes, if you have a city that is built up and goes on and on and on, so everyone included in that city is included towards the Shishim Ribo.
Shouldn't that be the same space as Dilamukur?
Oh, so that's what we'll see with Rav Moshe's Chiddush. Rav Moshe says, no, that it's Dumya de Diglay Midbar. If the whole idea that we learn out is from Diglay Midbar, so then if the... So Rav Moshe Shita is that that in the Midbar was Shishim Ribo within Yud Beis Mil. So that could be 8 miles, 9 miles, 10 miles, whatever it is. Concentrated area. So then it's Dumya de Diglay Midbar. So Rav Moshe himself points out that this is a Dover Chadash. Now that you mentioned it, we'll just take a quick peek in Rav Moshe. Quick peek. Where's the quick peek? On page 30. Now, well, b'inyan her second column, b'inyan shishim ribo nir lani as daiti davar chadash, who nochon umruchruch. Dalchar tamu tuva mashab chaber. The mechaber's loshen in simon shin mem hey siv zayin. Kasa b'shita se yeshom shakol she ain shishim ribo overim bo b'chol yom. You need shishim ribo overim bo b'chol yom. What is bo? Halonim shaloshen ze. Right? Rashi uses the lashon ear, chenu barash. So what's bo? So says Moshe. V'alnei lashon tosa adar mashmakoi al ear. So chen kosa lashon yochid bokim bo. Lo kosa lashon rabin bokim behem. Okay, nu muchach she hashishim ribo koi al ear. Im haya beir shishim ribo bokim after below b'chol mavoi umavoi havu kol ham bevuas harchavas tezainam rishus harab. So Rav Moshe says that you need the shishim ribo to be concentrated in one area, namely Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. Now this. As he says, is a Dovra Chadash. Right? Because, as Rabbi Willig always used to point out, no one ever said this before. Because even though we learn out from the Diglay Midbar, Chazal never said the fair is the Shishim Ribo either. But at least the Shishim Ribo is at least in the Rishonim. But this is not even in the Rishon. This is, but Rav Moshe thought, once you're learning out Shishim Ribo, it's not in the Gemara, so it must be Shishim Ribo, Tov Yud Beis Mil. Now, this, in a sense, is a kula. Because if the way we were saying it before, the definition of ear, that is, if the ear continues 20 mil, then you would count all the continuity of the ear, as long as the ear continues, and that counts towards the Shishim Ribo. And lots of Lashon Ir, as Rav Bick wrote in his letter. Ir. And Rav Moshe, now, see, Rav Moshe was not really concerned Lafuke, the people who were saying Ir. He was coming to Lafuke, the other possibility, that the Shishim Ribo means Shishim Ribo on that particular street. In other words, maybe Shishim Ribo is, in other words, if you want Amsterdam Avenue to qualify for Rishus HaRabim, so Shishim Ribo, according to the, we'll see who says like this, the other possibility is to say that no, you need Shishim Ribo on Amsterdam Avenue, and then Amsterdam Avenue will be the Rishus HaRabim. But Bennett Avenue and St. Nicholas and Audubon and these things that don't have Shishim Ribo on their street every day, they're not a Rishus HaRabim. Only the one that has the Shishim Ribo. So Rav Moshe didn't like that. So to that he replied, no, you need Shishim Ribo in the Shkuna. And the Shkuna he defines as the Yud Beis Mil. But Agav, when he's saying this, he's saying a Kula as well. Because if the Rabbim would be more spread out, then you wouldn't have the Shishim Ribo within the Yud Beis Mil, even if it would be in the same year. Rav Moshe would deem it to be a Carmelis and not a Rishus HaRabim. Rav Belsky once said that was the major difference between Brooklyn and Queens. That Brooklyn, the Shishim Ribo were within the Yud Beis Mil, and Queens, they were not in the Yud Beis Mil. So Mimela, that would passel Brooklyn and Matir Queens. And Rav Moshe says as well that the cities in Europe, Warsaw, Vechule, that had these Erevin, also were not within the Yud Beis Mil. So as Rabbi Willard pointed out, what Rav Moshe was doing was Lemafreya, he was matering their Erev in Warsaw for a different reason than they themselves were matzah, as we saw yesterday, the letter of why they thought Lakula, based on it's not Mechuvan Mishar Lashar, but Rav Moshe did not accept that. But he says, well, their area was still good because of this far. Right, in other words, it's more, in other words, from the Shita of Rechov, right, from the perspective that you might say that you need the Shishim Ribo just to be on one street, so yeah, then it's more chomer than that, because that's the biggest, well, we'll see, that potentially is the biggest kula we've articulated till now, that the Shishim Ribo have to be on the street. So the street that has the Shishim Ribo is the Rishus HaRabim. The street that does not have the Shishim Ribo is not the Rishus HaRabim. Now that's going to be pretty difficult to have a Rishus HaRabim to have on that particular street. You know, that's going to disqualify almost everything. You know, maybe even disqualify the whole din. You know, Broadway. Right, so Broadway. Which boulevard? Yeah. And it's the Shishim Ribo on that street. Right. Right, you make it, I guess you draw a box or something like that. Moshe has a little bit on the truva how to do it exactly. Okay, so again. So the three possibilities we've mentioned is the Shishim Ribo in the ear, the Shishim Ribo in the Yud Beis Mil, and the Shishim Ribo on that one street. But even though I'm now presenting three shitas, there are going to be nuances within the three shitas, and it'll be more than three shitas. But say three basic shitas are Ir, Rechov, Yud Beis Mil. Oh, so on the street, we'll see. There's a whole discussion whose shita is on the street. The Minchas Alazu says like that on the street. If you want to take a look on page 21. He says on page 21, Odra Isi La Ore, Kihine Harbe Mideus Hamatirim Bezeh, Hurak Mishim She'en Lonu Rishus Harabim Bezman Azeh, Dein Shishi Ribo Regilim Lavorbo, Nei Lefizeh Bayoros Hagdolos, Kamo London, Paris, Vienne, Berlin, Rechovos Hagdolim, Mokam Hamischa Biyoser, Devade Shishim Ribo Bokimbo. So those would be Rishus Harabim. So those that have those big streets would be Rishus Harabim. So he's clearly learning, that it's on that street. And that's the present day Munkach Rebbe in Borough Park, when he wrote his Kuntras on the Borough Park Erev, quotes his Eda, right, as in this Tshuva of the Minchas Alazar, to be matir, and of course in Borough Park there's no one street that has Shishim Ribo B'chol Yom, so...
What's his Sevara?
What?
What's his Sevara based
on? So, Sevara, you see, L'chora, of these Shitas, in other words, we have to see which is the Pashtus. In other words, someone is saying L'chora, the Pashtus should be on the street, because this is what the Rishus HaRabim is, this street. Why should we mitzarif the ear to this street? In other words, if this...
Right.
Oh. Oh. So...
Oh,
right. So the big question is the Diglei Midbar. What was the Rishus HaRabim in the Diglei Midbar? So I'll give you two choices. One choice is that the Diglei Midbar were lined up row by row, and there was a line of tents, and then an area to go, and another line, and then a space, another line of space, another line of space, right? And then there was a special street that was Moshe Rabbeinu place, Moshe Rabbeinu street, his block. Now his block had the most traffic because people wanted to, speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, in the Midbar, there was Shishim Ribo in the encampment, but was every street a Rishus HaRabim, or was only the Machane Leviyah, only Moshe Rabbeinu street, a Rishus HaRabim? So this, take a look for a second. On page 11. Nice. Gemara on Shabbos, and Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Michti Zrika told the Dotsahi, Otsa Gufeich, Xiva Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Krav Eitza Moshe, Vivir Kol B'machna. Moshe Heche Havi Yosef, B'machna Leviya. B'machna Leviya, Rishus HaRabim Havoi. Machan Alaviya was Rishus HaRabim. The Amar Lul Yisrael, Lo Tafiku V'teisu Mishus HaYachad Yidchul Rishus HaRabim. Whereas Moshe said not to bring any more Nadavas, right, to my house. And this, now they're learning the din of Hotzah. Right, so because if you go into your private tent, that was a Rishus HaYachad, and then you go to Moshe Rabbeinu's block, that's a Rishus HaRabim. So says Rashi, Machan Alaviya Rishus HaRabim he. Shehoyu hakol mitzuyin eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu. So So the simple reading of this Gemara is that only that street that that everyone used to go to was the Rishus HaRabim, but everything else, so the tents were Rishus HaYochids, and then the other streets were Carmelises. Right? Now, some Achronim, so that would be, you know, in other words, the tzad that it's only that Rechov that the Shishim Reba on want to bring support from this Gemara and this Rashi, that which seems that the Machane Levia was the Rishus HaRabim. Others say, and Rav Moshe included in these others, Chasam Sofer also, in different places, in the Chidushim from the Chasam Sofer, has a whole pilpul. But in the course of, you have to get the right edition of the Chasam Sofer that has it. Not every edition has it, as I found out this morning. that has this pilpul, that really everything and was a Rishus HaRabim. And Rav Moshe also writes that everything was, every street in the Midbar was a Rishus HaRabim. Unless, so what it means over here is that since you, in other words, when the Gemara means to say Machane Levi was Rishus HaRabim, it's not Lafuki Machane Yisrael. It's just that the Rashi is, to read it into the Rashi is not the easiest. Oh, so that we'll have to see. If you require every day, which L'chora seems to be very strange, that would be a very hard, you know, when Yisro said Novel Tibol, you know, he really meant it, you know. So the more simple idea would be that that street, the way some want to learn, serviced the Shishim Ribo, not necessarily that they went on it every day. In other words, the other streets, if you lived on that block, you went to that block, and your good friend from Shevet Don once in a while would come to visit you. But the whole community wasn't interested in going to that block. The only one block that everyone was interested in going to was Moshe Rabbeinu's block. So Moshe Rabbeinu's block, his street, Moshe Rabbeinu Promenade, that was the... Yeah, so meaning... Now, how many blocks did the... Right. That area. I don't know, that area where Moshe Rabbeinu was Motzoi. So that area was where the Shishim Ribo were Shaychtim. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he just asked. Right, that's what he just asked. So, right, so we'll have to see the whole Yom thing, but the simple idea is, as some point out, is that it just means that that street was the street that serviced Shishim Ribo, not necessarily every single day. Right, so that's what Tosas asked. So in other words, since that was the mispar that was given here, Tosas says on page 1, Od hiksha the b'digle midbar hayav utaf anashim lein mispar yeshlom ed loga minu mishkan al milsa d'ksiva b'misparim. That mispar that was given, that was written, of Sheish Meyos Elef Ragli. So that was the mispar that the Torah gave. So we learn out that mispar. But in Achanami, there were more people in the encampment. Well, we'll see about that also. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So let's go slowly. Let's go slowly. So as we said, Rashi is preceded by the Bahag. Rashi is preceded by the Bahag. And there are different versions of the Bahag. There's a Bahag Aspamia from Spain, the Spain edition, which the library doesn't have. But Rav Kasher, on page 4, quotes it. The JTS library has it, but we don't have it. We looked very hard for it, and we don't have it. In the Spain edition, Bahag Aspamia, Ervin, Daf 131, has a Lushan, Perish, first wide line, second column. Perish Rishus HaRabim Duchta D'doshim Ba Shis Mea Alfi Gavri B'chol Yoma Kedigle Midbar. That it's a place where there is Shishim Ribo D'doshim Ba. Now that could mean a street, it could mean the whole area. Simple pshad, you would read it, I don't know, the Duchta is, what does Duchta mean? Place. Does that mean that one street? No, it's not as clear. But he writes, the Bahag is the one who, you know, from the early sources, that writes it Beferish. Oh. Now, Rabbi Belazon asked, so what about Rashi, the ear? What do they do to that? What do they do to Rashi that writes ear? So first of all, so some want to learn that ear just means that if you have Shishim Ribo in the ear, so then they'll be on the street. So it's not a din in the. That's the assumption is that there's Shishim Ribo in the vicinity, then you'll have Shishim Ribo in the street. But it's not a din in the ear per se. In fact, some like to point out the Rabbeinu Peretz. If you take a look in the Rabbeinu Peretz, and this is in the Sefer La'arei Ve'ruvo, points it out. The Rabbeinu Peretz on page 8. Says, "Gates in the Arvim Rishus Arabim Perish Hakunchus. She Rochev Tezayin Ama Mufulish Mishar Lashar. Dekenek Zev Shishim Ribo Bokim Bo B'chol Yom Kedigle Midbar." So, Rabbeinu Peretz, his version of Rashi is what the so-called key word is missing, right? The key word ear, if that's such a. In other words, if Rashi meant to make a religion out of this ear, you know, that should have. So this Sefer Larei Ve'ruva points out, no, Rashi didn't mean, you know, ear. It means that there's six Shishim Ribo there, so therefore, Mamela, they'll be in the street. But it's not a din in the ear, it's a din in the street. Because it's interesting that that's such a key thing. Right. In other words, as Yechiel points out nicely, in other words, if you say the Pshat and the Rashi in the Machane Levi is that's one street, what about this Rashi the ear? So that's Taka the Vort. That if you have Shishim Ribo in the vicinity, so the street that the Shishim Ribo will all be Mityaches to is that, but it's not a din in the ear, the Mamela to make every single street into a Rishus HaRabim. Now, just to digress for a minute, if you take a look in the Ritva on page 5, now, Rav Moshe, one second, before the Ritva, not in chronological order, the problem, okay, maybe we'll take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva wants to say Pshat and Rashi on page 5, third arrow. Kamzo ain't a kush. In other words, because the Gemara, the Mishnah Nun Tes talks about an Irshal Rabbim. So what does that mean? An Irshal Rabbim means that if you hold Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim, Shishin Ribo. So what do you mean? That you opened up a community and then 600,000 people moved in right away, and then it became, you know, how does that work? An Irshal Rabbim means it originally was an Irshal. So he says Ki Rashi Zal Einu Matzu Yashvu Beir Shishin Ribo. In other words, he doesn't think that you have to, Shishim Rebo, have to live in the city. Zohi shall rabim. In other words, if it was made to have Shishim Ribo come in other words, like Manhattan or something like that, or Brooklyn or something like that, that's made for, you know, not only the inhabitants, but it's made for Shishim Ribo to come in. So it's this idea of that the city, this place will service Shishim Ribo, but not necessarily who are living there. Yeah, so it's not 100%. It's not 100% clear. Now, let's just digress for a second. The idea that the Shulchan Aruch says B'chol Yom. Where does B'chol Yom come? Because there's a famous comment in the Mishnah Berurah. You want to see the Mishnah Berurah? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. You see, look at the Shulchan Aruch on page 16. Shulchan Aruch says Eizeh Rishus Harabim. So the Mishnah Berurah has this famous comment, and everyone's mispoiled in the comment, and the different terutz are given, but the Mishnah Berurah in the Chof Dalet writes his famous comment. Chipasti b'chol harishonim, om d'mishita zu v'lo niskar b'divreim t'nai zeh. In other words, I looked in all the Rishonim, right? And Mr. Brewer, they did good research. Rabbi Mandelbaum, who used to be the librarian from 1948 to 1998 in the Gottesman Library, who was a very big bucky. No, he said that Mr. Brewer used to use the Strashon Library, you know, the Vilna, because Mr. Brewer quoted Svarim that you know normally people didn't have, you know, like most of you don't own a Mamma Mordechai or Yeshua Yaakov or you know, these Svarim, and he quotes these Svarim, so he had.
Doesn't he write that's why
he wrote the safe in the background? He wrote the safe because nobody had to find the money. Right. So he says, Hichachi pasti b'chol harishonim, ha'om d'mishita zu, v'lo niskar sham shishim ribo. This idea, B'chol Yom, he says, I looked in the world of Rishonim, and I didn't find it. Oh, sorry, the Velt asked the Kasha, what do you mean you didn't find it? Look, they say it's back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says like this. First look here. Look in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, page 9. State, Kein Osir, the Talchal Maratoro, the Hotzi Lachnis, Meshusayachid, the Shushim Kosvo, Kikol Elakui, Meshusaran, Srikim Sheyavru, Behem, Shishim Ribo, Bechol Yom. Okay, that's Farish and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Shishim Ribo, Bechol Yom. Then, it's the most famous from the Ramban, it's really the Ran, but the Ran in the back of the Rif, but it's the Ramban. The Ramban is on page 7. And the Ran, you can look at the Ran and the Rif on that same daf. You'll see it as well. The question that the Ramban was discussing is the discussion of women jewelry on we're not going to get into it right now, but there's certain things that women can't wear on Shabbos because we're afraid that they're going to show it to their friend and they're going to carry Dalet Abbas and the Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban says, he says, Ve'isi minag b'nei Adam, he says he sees many people, many women that are makel on this. So what's going on? Why are they so makel? Vatzeis b'tabas, ve'ein mochem b'yodim, hafanoshim yotzim b'hem. I guess the other was the men. V'hanachlahem mutav sheyishogim al yumuzidim, mishogos al yumuzidos. He says, "B'sefer Atruma, Amar she'achshav b'mekomos halalo." So the answer is going to be that our Rishus Harabims are not real Rishus Harabims; they're all Carmelises. So for a Carmelis, you don't have to be choshish that you're going to come to carry. If it would be a real Rishus Harabim, then you have to be choshish you're going to carry. And a Carmelis, you don't have to be choshish. So he quotes from the Sefer Truma, "Amar she'achshav b'mekomos halalo, ein hem Rishus Harabim gemura." M'zei she'ein ham b'vuos rechavim tezayin ama va'ot she'ein overim b'hem shishim ribo b'chol yom. So we don't have to make a gzeira with the tachshitin because we don't have shishim ribo b'chol yom. So here he writes b'feirah shishim ribo b'chol yom. So everyone, the velt asked the kasha and the mishnah brura, what is the mishnah brura saying? He passed the b'chol harishonim, Rabbi Yerucham, the Ramban, and even in the Ran in the back of the Rif. So what does he mean? Now, this Ramban is quoting a Sefer HaTruma, which we have here on page 10. So basically, there are two Mahalchim that I saw in different Sfarim. One of them I wrote, Oriz and Rabbi Willig's article in the Beis Yitzchak, Tovshin and Dalet, I think, or something, when we learned it many years ago. And now I saw another Pshat. Basically, there are two ways you could say what it means, what the Mishnah Berurah meant. One way you could say what he meant was that, in other words, the Rishonim that, like Rashi and who hold from the Shita, those Rishonim, in other words, he's not saying that other Rishonim who quote these Rishonim don't say it. But if you look in the Rishonim themselves, who are the proponents of the Shishim Ribo, so they never mentioned B'chol Yom. That's what he means. They never said Shishim Ribo. The other Rishonim that quote him add in B'chol Yom, but those you never see in Rashi, for example. Or someone to say he's specifically referring to the Sefer HaTrum, because even the Ramban who quotes the Sefer HaTruma, look in the Sefer HaTruma. It's on page 10. Ramban is quoting the Sefer HaTruma, who's the one who's Malamed Tzchus on the people who are not Makbid on the Takshitin. Shema Lididon, the Leisalem Rishus Rabbim Gemur, Mefulish Mishar Lashar, Baruch of Sheish Esrei Amma, Vagam Lo Shaltina Be Shishim Ribo. He doesn't say B'chol Yom. So that's what I wrote to Rabbi Willig from the Sefer Mikdonos Aliyahu that I was looking in many years ago. He pointed out that he means to say, like the whole source of B'chol Yom, he's quoting from the Sefer HaTruma, but look at the Sefer HaTruma himself, he doesn't even have it. When I saw in the recent past in the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, he just thought he meant that look in the Rishonim, like Rashi, etc., who say it, and you don't see it. The only thing is, he didn't have the Bahag HaSfamya. Right. Right. In other words, if the Mishnah Berurah would have had the Bahag HaSfamya, he wouldn't have said that. He didn't have the Bahag HaSfamya. You know, it's not so easy to get a Bahag HaSfamya. Not everyone has one. Oh. So, just getting back for a second to the Machane Levia, one of the proponents of the Rashi, that it's only the Machane Levi as the Pnei Yeshua. If you take a look at the Mipnei Yeshua, now obviously the other sheet is like Rav Moshe argued with the Mipnei Yeshua. But the Mipnei Yeshua writes on page 12, Yosef nearly the had the maksham mikor hechash kham kagav the chayvi mishum di ikal meimer the bimishkan hayu mevuas atzm fuloshin shusarabim rochav sheshes re'ama. He says the other places didn't have shishim ribo. What's the Gemara saying? Where's the Rishus Arabim? Where's the Hotzah and the Mishkan? So yeah, the Hotzah was to the Machane Levia. So the Pnei Yeshua says the Gemara means Dafka the Machane Levia. Only the Machane Levia was the Makom of, but not anything. Right. Okay. But that's. Yeah. Okay, but his mashmos is that that's the certain area. Okay. Now, I mentioned yesterday the Ramban. The Kiddushi HaRamban. He talks about Shishim Ribo. So he says the following thing, and you know, if you look inside, most people don't look inside. So usually it's quoted. The Shita's Ramban. Ramban is very iffy about basically, you know, about Ramban on page 15 quotes Rashi. Rash Atzma, the Rashi. Kosev Shal Midbar B'zman Hazeh Ein Mokum Hilach L'Rabim. Dolchei Midbar Slo Shchichi. Right? Midbar was only Rishus Rabim B'zman that. Mina the drachim vayaros the shchichi, afalag of the lahavu taman shishim ribo. But the other places, even where it's the other drachim, would be rishus harabim. Shema dasa rishonim lomar. You know, he's very shema. You know, it's all ay. The istratia, meaning istratia, shehi kvusha chutz la ayaros vaholchim mimena meyir liyir. Medina la Medina at Sof Kol Olam, a medaktikin ba ba over malah shishim ribo. Da de kuli almahu. Abol tocha ir ein sham rishus harabim lo shishim ribo de heve kedigle midbar. The gamze inu mechuber. As he wants to suggest that there's a chilek between tocha ir and chutz liir. That chutz liir you don't need shishim ribo because that's the Rav Shechta. To him, this is like a big yesod. Even though the Ramban himself is very iffy about it, you know, Shema and Einu Mechuver, you know. But I mean, there are others. The Rav Shechta likes to quote from the Sefer Orchas Chaim of the Spinka, who quotes from the Achronim, who say like this, from the Beis Yaakov, who says that this that Chutz Le'ir is that you don't need Shishim Ribo, and in the ear you do. Now. No, well, that's only if you learn the way Rav Shechta understood that this is the tough one. You don't have to learn that way. He's saying Misvara that. Right. Okay, so, right. You can think to a certain degree. You know, so. Now, there's an nekuda that I wasn't always omit on Rav Shmuel Pultman, always ma'orah to me, that it's interesting to note, everyone, but knows Rav Moshe Sheet of the Yud Beis Mil, you don't need on that particular block, but Rav Moshe says another nekuda, a couple of nekudas he says. Rav Moshe holds, follow him, we'll see it inside momentarily, that in the ear you need Shishim Rivo, and outside the ear you need Shishim Rivo. Not like the Ramban. You always need Shishim Rivo. It's just that in the ear we're Mitzaref all the streets towards the Shishim Rivo, and outside the ear, then there's no streets, there's one highway. So then you need the Shishim Rivo on that one highway. And then Rav Moshe's Mestapek, what's a bridge? Is a bridge part of the ear, or is it considered chutz l'ir? So if it's part of the ear, so then it's Mestarf. If it's chutz l'ir, so then it'll only be Rishus Rabim if there's Shishim Rebo on the bridge itself. Oh, so let's take a look. Look inside for a second. So, no, not with Das HaRamban. That's what he was telling me, that Rav Moshe on his own was saying fakir. Take a look on page 30. This is on the fourth column of page 30. Lachain ani omer. Shevadai sagi b'zeh sheyeshnam b'ir l'chol ha'yoseh sheyeshnam b'chovos kol ha'ir shishim ribo. Shezeh havi kimo b'midbar b'machana. Right? Just like the machana, do me the machana, you mitzarif the whole thing, so too over here. Havam ha'meil yesh chilek b'in reshus ha'rabim l'ir l'reshus ha'rabim d'drochim. The bedrachim ain't over him sham shishim ribo have a male aleka sham shishim ribo. Not like the Ramban would say. I mean, at least in that shem of the Ramban. Who cares? You don't need the shishim ribo. And he said no. You need, and maybe that's Rabbi Eider. In other words, following this idea, that's not a special. I think Kuli Amar Lo Pligas has pointed out that you don't need it. I mean, it's not shy to speak about mufulash, about the drachim. You know, the highways have to be straight. That I don't think anyone says. The highways puts the ear, but the question of shishim ribo on the so he says the bedrachim im ein overim sham shishim ribo have a mele leka sham shishim ribo chaim behechrech sheyavru sham shishim ribo v'yeh mashet matzrich hashulchan aruch la'yesh omer shiyu shishim ribo overim bo bedrachim dafka uvim hu brachov asir sha'ayv reish asiv yeh perish overim bo be'ir. There was the shulchan aruch says overim bo. So Rav Moshe says, if it's talking about in the city, over in Bo means in the whole city, and when it's talking about the drachim, it means on that derech. But then the next paragraph says, "Okay, yesh l'stapek, what's the status of the bridges? B'kshar m'holchim in Manhattan le Brooklyn. In yesh l'achshivim she'em menam ir mishum she'em chutz l'ir." That's what I would have said. The chutz l'ir. Well, no. Yesh l'achshivim k'ir m'neishu gam l'tashmish ir. She'esham, it's the boss le'shev sham. U'mekomus l'til. People sit there, take walks. So im heimayir nechshavuk sheisham shishim ribo, b'zeisha kol ayir yesh shishim ribo. In other words, if they're part of the ear, then you don't care whether they're shishim ribo on the bridge itself because it's mitzur for the rest of the ear, and you mitzarif the whole yud beis mil. But if not, then you need shishim ribo on that. So that's another nakuda within Rav Moshe. Oh, I mean, if you would hold this not part of the ear, then you need shishim ribo passing through it. Yeah. Yeah. So let's assume yes, like the Shulchan Aruch says, right? Yeah. Or by what?
Other Gedarim.
What other Gedarim?
Like Tezainam or
Tezainam is a din in the street.
No, so I'm saying, let's say one street doesn't have it, but it's the Tzur of Lahir, so then you're going
to... No, so there, I mean, you could have, if it's on the same, you know, like we discussed in Taisus, it could get narrower with this, but...
I'm saying, you could have said...
No, this is a din in how you reckon the Shishim Rebo. Oh. Another interesting thing I discovered this year for the first time come to say, I discovered it because I was looking in the Sefer, what Sefer is I looking in? I was looking at a very good Sefer, Yunim B'Halacha. I got it at this farm sale, I think. So, from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Shmaya, Shlita. So he pointed out a Tosis Rid. Fascinating. Tosis Rid, like Rav Shefta says, always has labedic things. So on page 13, this is the age-old kasha. It's always good to have a new teretz to an old kasha. That's how I feel. Keeps life interesting. So you all know the din of Gzeira Derabba. You can't take a lulav on Shabbos. You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. You can't do all these things on Shabbos because you're going to carry. Right? The Gzeira Derabba Shemi Arvivenu Dal Ramos Vishus Rabbi. So all the Rishonim asked the kasha, why does the Rabbi use the Lashon Shemi Arvivenu Dal Ramos Vishus Rabbim? Why doesn't he... More common should be Shema Yotzi Mishus HaYachid Lishus HaRabim. Right? What are we afraid? You're going to take your lula from your house to shul or whatever. Shema Yerivenu Dal Amos Mishus HaRabim. So Tosis gives a teretz that because maybe when you picked up your lulav originally, you didn't want to take it out, and then you're going to go out with it, so you didn't really have an akira, a tzorach, hotzah, different terutzim. You can look in the Tosis over there, in Roshana and Sukkah, and look in the Stipler. But this is a new teretz to the Kasha, from the Tosis Rib, on page 13, on the bottom. The Haide Noka Dal Rambis B'Shus HaRabim, instead of using Loshen Hotzah, name it Shustama Yoros Karmelisim. Because what's the problem? You're going to take from your house under the street. That's not a problem. You take it from Rosh Hashanah. Most streets in the city are carmelises. So that's not going to be a problem. So what are we afraid? That you're going to take from your house to the street, to shul, that's not a problem. That's Rosh Hashanah to a carmelis. And then... maybe we're afraid you're going to take it outside of the city, right? So then you're taking from a Carmelist to a Rosh Hasharabim. It's also not a problem. Midaraisa. So this fellow, Yunim, he says, Tosis Rid assumed that your houses are Rosh Hashayachid, the streets in the city are a Carmelist, and Chutz Le'ir is a Rosh Hasharabim. Why? So he says he must have held like the svar of the Ramban, that Shishim Rebo you need. So Shishim Rebo you're not gonna have in the city. But Chutz Le'ir, you don't need the Shishim Rebo Mela, that'll be the automatic Rosh Hasharabim, and hence the Tosis Rid, perhaps he writes in the Sefer Yunim Ba'alacha, would be along this notion of the Ramban. So that... Well, he said whatever. He says it's going to be a Carmelist. Right. Whatever, for whatever reason. Yeah. Now,
you don't have to say that. You can just say that. By the Shrapnel,
in the...
Outside the city, there was
he's assuming the Sratya is a Rosh Hashanah. So he wanted to say maybe he was assuming like Ramban. You want to say no, maybe he's assuming like Ram Moshe. And the Sratya would have it in the okay. But it's just now one second. We'll see. And there's a Marsham, a famous Marsham, which may or may not say that it's one street. I'm not so convinced. He's always quoted as the one street man. But in the Divrei Malkiel, there seems to be a stira. On page 23, he writes, Al das hashkumon b'chiburi, yesh mo b'fulash rochav tezaynam, ha'im shiyah mavo b'fulash mikotza l'chotza. Shabemes ain't motzi klal b'yars gedolos, l'zeh nogul arev b'krachim gedolim, me'od. He says, because it's not m'fulash min ha'kotza l'kotza. V'choshu, l'ma sheyesh sham shishim riru, kemen she'ain sham shishim riru b'fulash. Kam ki ha'shishim riru b'fuzar, b'chol arev v'oz, v'hoiz do m'kol shayuchu kulam b'rishus ha'ra b'mechad. He says that it's not shishim ribo because the zorim b'chol harachovos and you're not mitzdarif. And in another place, he seems to say you are mitzdarif. You take a look on page 22. He seems to say you are mitzdarif. Okay, it's not. Now, there's another possibility within the opinion of. Now, it's pointed out, Rav Moshe's shita of the whole. Okay, Rav Moshe was. Nobody said Rav Moshe. That no one ever said. People come, you know. No one ever said like Rav Moshe. But the ear thing, well, that seems to Rashi. Then you, again, you know, you could say the ear is lav davki, ear just means a hechitimtsa to get it on the rechov, right? But if you want to see an earlier source of. Not the Rechov, but the general Shkuna Beferish, on page 29, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Chochma Shlomo, take a look on the left side, because they're talking about the Tel HaMeslakeh, right? We did that Gemara. If the Rabbim go on the Tel HaMeslakeh, so he says, what, you had Shishim Ribo go on this one Tel? It's not Mestaber. So he says, in other words, as long as the beguf ha'ir, there's shishim ribo, and people are going on the tail, then memela, it's, you know, it's just a rabbi. Now, there is one more possibility within, again, so we have the within the Rav Moshe's Yud Ben Mila, we have the concept of ear. And we have the concept of the Rechov. The Mishkanos Yaakov throws in another possibility. And that Sefer Tiferes Yaakov points out, and that's on page 26. And that is, maybe it's not enough also Rechov. Maybe you need also Mochel. Meaning like this. You have a street, Amsterdam Avenue. So Amsterdam Avenue goes down far. Broadway goes down far. So maybe only the part of Broadway where the Shishim Ribo going there is, in other words, maybe who says that you look at the whole street as one? Maybe you could, maybe the part of Broadway that has the Shishim Ribo, that part is the Rishus HaRabim, the part that doesn't have. So, yeah, so if Amsterdam Avenue, say Amsterdam Avenue goes here, Amsterdam Avenue, Broadway goes here, say Broadway. Broadway comes to Washington Heights. Then Broadway goes further down. So in Washington Heights part of Broadway is not Shisha, right? No given place over there is Shishim Ribo going on. Maybe in the other places where the, or at least within sight distance. That's what he discusses over here. He says, in other words, assuming Avad, you need the also Rechov, but he says maybe, in other words, maybe the Rechov has its limits of Tziruf, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it could be Machal Levia, he means. Right, but they all, in other words, Machal Levia means. No, it can mean, maybe Machal Levia just means Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't necessarily mean the whole Machal Levia. It could mean. Maybe an Echanami. Maybe an Echanami. Just, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's block. That seems to be the Pshuto. Okay, now. Now we go further. And now is the following. Two more important kiddushim on this inyan. So Moshe, and this the poskim have a discussion. First, I'll show you Rav Yashiv. If you look in Rav Yashiv, he was quoted here somewhere from the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, just here on page 34. He says this: Rav Yitzchak Reichman went into Rav Eliashiv on Tes Kislev, Tavshin Samach Gimel. Lahalacha, Shain Srichim Yosem Yishishim Ribo Beir, Kedei Shir Shishim Ribo Asachas. Vegam Ein Srichim Yishishim Ribo Toch Hashetach Shayubez Mil Yuzbez Mil. In other words, he didn't want to have the cool of Rav Moshe. He wanted to say the Chumrah of Ir without the cool of Rav Moshe. In other words, Rav Moshe is also an Ir person, but he didn't want to be Makel for the Yuzbez Mil. But feeling my ear gdol yosem and use base meal, gam can have rishus rabim tzom tocha shishim ribo. Dachu gam mehet tzeh. Okay. Now, and take a look in Reb Chaim Ozer. Reb Chaim Ozer also was a person who believed in the community, not in the street. He was a person of the community. On page 35, because he says that it's all how you present it. If you say you need shishim ribo on one street b'chol yom, then Rav Chaim Ozer writes gam Yushalayim lo hayu shishim ribo b'chol rechov. You know, if you say that it's coming to service, the main street that's coming to service shishim ribo that came, you know, whenever it came, you know. So therefore, he says that it's not mistaber that it's only on one street; it's the whole area. He says Paris is Rishus Arabim, Aval Pishayim Bechol Rechov Shishim Ribo, Mikol Mokom, because the area. Again, he doesn't say Yud Bez Mil because the only one who ever said it was Rav Moshe. But what's it? But again, he's also not willing to be makel for the rechov. Now, Rav Moshe has another tremendous chiddush, which to me, is a much bigger chiddush than the Yud Beis Mil. Because the Yud Beis Mil, he learns Dumi, okay, it's a chiddush, no one ever said it, but okay. But this chiddush now that we're going to say over, to me, is me'al me'aver. That is the biggest chiddush that he's going to say. And that is the following. Rav Moshe holds that you need shishim ribo in the city. Once I didn't quote a page yet. You need shishim ribo in the city, on the streets. In other words, for an area to be considered Rishus HaRabim, it has to be that there are 600,000 people on the streets every 24 hours. And then every street that says Zayin Amma will give it the award of Rosh Hashanah. Well, no. You have to be on the streets of the whole year. In other words, you don't need all the Shishim Ribo on one street. You need Shishim Ribo the whole year. But you need Drisa. Yeah. So he says, so how do you have, so if you have if all you have is shishim ribo in the city, some people are schluffing, some people are this, you know, they're not all in this, you know, street, some people are old, and they're not. So Rav Moshe has this new thing, that to me, this is the biggest chiddush ever, that you need 3 million people living in the city to get 600,000 in the streets. So if you have 3 million within Yud Beis Mil, if you have 3 million within Yud Beis Mil, so then what? Then you will have 600,000 in the conglomeration of all the streets. Yeah, so let's take a look. Yeah, so let's see. Well, slowly. So take a look on page 32. We'll go over to page 33. I mean, he hints to it a little bit in the first tshuva. I have to find the line where he discusses Shishim Ribo Berchov. So he's talking about Brooklyn. So he says, okay, you tell me the mechitzas, we have to check it out. I think one day everyone, you know, the anti-people and the pro-people should get together and check it out instead of having this ongoing machlokas about it, you know. Let's check it out. Are there mechitzas or not mechitzas? I mean, like, why can't they just check it out? I don't know. That's not a question. So page 33. He says, third line on page 33, first column. When we varsha sha'oshu sham ervin, after yakrach godol yadul fi chashivas krachim gedolim shebruslan in Poland, lohiya bashishim ribo b'chovos. Shurak be'ir shadarim ba erech. So he says, you only have shishim ribo in the ear shadarim ba erech karav l'shloshes million nefashos. Uvvarsha lo hayu sham kol kach inshi. Afa mechzev izel lo hayu sham. Ve'ovrim v'shovim gam kein lo hayu kol kach she'ishlima. In other words, he's willing to count the people that are coming in for business. Uvshar kochem lo hayu erivin al chel kod me'ir mokom shador v'sham ov yehudim sham lo hayu shishim riba aval Brooklyn ha kol chel chashev. So this is a chiddush, and this is, I was speaking with Rav Shmuel Pultman today, and he thinks that Rav Moshe was under the impression that Flatbush has Shishim Ribo b'fnei atzmo, and Baruch Park has Shishim Ribo b'fnei atzmo. Hakol chel choshev kimo Flatbush and Baruch Park haim reshus harab b'fnei atzmo. Yesh b'chol echad al meshech Shear pachas mi beis yud beis bila yud beis mil.
It's three million.
Right. So in other words, it's a tziruf between the people who are living there and the people that are coming there. And this 3 million. So that's based on this. That's why the quote from I think Reb David that was Makil in L.A. That L.A. They don't have the 3 million. They don't have the 3 million, and they were Makil the Feinsteins in Chicago. Also. Chicago, by the way, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very, he wrote a letter about Chicago, very upset with the Arab, having an Arab in Chicago. But, see, to me it's such a chiddush that to take this new number, 3 million, and that should be the, to me, the pashas is Shishim Ribo. Okay, the Shishim Ribo, the Shishim Ribo. Okay, you want to say Yud Beis Mil, you want to say this. But now, to make this new shear of 3 million, and to say, if you make the 3 million mark, then, you know, if you're less than 3 million, you're okay. You're more than 3 million, not okay. And 3 million should be a new shear that we're mamtzi. So that's a very big chiddush. Close to 3 million, okay? Even close to 3 million. Oh. Yeah, maybe from the Midbar, maybe from Svara.
That's what I'm asking, because if it's from the Midbar, then it's very hard to understand, because it's 600,000 in
I think it's more from Svara, but... Oh, so then...
Svara is that 20%, only 20% of people go on the street every day. 80% of people are spending their whole day inside.
Yeah, that's a shver, that's a...
Is
Is it b'chol rega v'rega, or
is it through
a 24-hour? Right. So I don't think he means b'chol rega v'rega. I think he agrees that if 3 o'clock at night, then that's 600,000. So the question is like this. So it gets even more interesting. So he has another tshuva. Where they do? Another tshuva. Another tshuva. I'm 36. And he says like this. So he writes on page 37, Hinei b'shana ha'avra kasafti l'flatbush. I wrote to Flatbush. The rabbi is a Flatbush. Asher poshet sheba'arim gdola sheshaych le'inchi l'achashav sheisham shishim rov b'chutzuseh afshafi le'emes nodu mishultonus office. They asked the office. Ha'ir v'amimshalah police. They asked the police. Ta'ir she ain't shall miss parkeza. Doesn't have it. Still, ain't lasakin shall mervin to osi la takola. The rubid inchi ain't yodim habiru. In other words, even if you could tell me that it's not whatever the shear is, but if it's close enough, then so even though technically it's not a rishus harabim. So in L.A., Shmuel Pullman told me this morning, he thinks in L.A. is much less, like a million less. But in Chicago, the question is Chicago. Chicago is pretty big. Yeah. Right. Chicago is pretty big. L.A., Mela. Yeah. Right, most people don't know whether there are a million people. Do you think I know how many people are in Brooklyn? Are there a million people or 3 million people? I don't know. A million here, a million here. I have no idea. I could be off a million.
But that's not the million. They do have some analysis.
Right, yeah. Right.
So it's very doubtful, according to this, to say that I'm going to confuse, a little hick town with like 40 people living there, with a place that there are 600,000 people living on that street or living within an 8-mile radius.
Okay, that's not. I don't know about that. I mean, once it's a public area, people will make a mistake. Well, as long as it's not in your house, people can make a mistake. Okay, it could be not every Carmelis would make it, but they had to make some Gedarim, some. The way they made a low plug, in other words, even in Ochanami, there might be some Carmelis that it's more far fetched that people would make a mistake, but Lamaisa, people will make a mistake as long as it's, Mechitzis there, etc. Yeah, so Detroit, this tshuva is mainly about Detroit. So Detroit, he says, "Mihai time lohay efshar be Detroit l'sakin sham erivin ki nechshev es ben arim gedolos sheyeshvel ol el minyonim." Avu lefiya emes shamati sheino kol kach gedola sheyeshayach l'amod sheim tzebuchusar shishim riba. You see, so this is a tushayach v'achshiyut toshav erim olim shavim. Chamisha palmin shishim riba, we erech 3 million. He says you shouldn't make an Eruv there. And Queens. Queens is pretty big. Right? Yeah. So, somehow...
Was it a thick then?
Maybe not. And Rav Pullman thought that... Could be Rav Moshe thought, or was told, you know... The question is, could you view the communities as separate things? Kugarn Hills, this, that, you know... Separate from the rest versus Brooklyn versus Borough Park, Flatbush, if you view them as separate. Right, and in Hanami, like someone once pointed out, Chorim from Moshe's Heter from Queens is not, a Heter Lolam Voed. You know, yeah, I know three people that just moved into Kew Gardens Hills, and now you know it's getting higher there. You know, the population is getting higher. You know, so you never know. This might tilt. This might tip the scale. You know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I would think the pasta should be, shishim ribo. Because Shishim Ribo as itself is a Chiddush Nifla, Shishim Ribo. And this is like a Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush. But I never saw those words, you know. I was discussing with Rabbi Pullman this morning, why don't I see those words, 3 million in the early Tshuvas, so he... Whatever. Oh, he says Manhattan. I don't know. I'm not sure. But this was used by contemporary people following Rav Moshe Shita of the Bimatir, L.A. and Chicago, and sons of Rav Moshe are using these shiurim. So it's taken very seriously. Within reason of 3 million, but the whole 3 million thing to me is to me that's the biggest chiddush I'll ever see. Okay, one more thing is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan also has we have to work on this. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he also discusses Rishus HaRabim. So he wants a tanya like this. He tanya's like this. That so look at Sif Chaf, page 45. Dear Rishus HaRabim came, the Ein Lios Be'irak Rishus HaRabim Echad. He says there's only one Rishus HaRabim. Now that's a tricky statement. A lot of people quote this Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's only one Rishus HaRabim. So I don't think he means there's only one Rishus HaRabim. It means like this. He writes Rishus HaRabim Echad L'Shnei Tzadei Ha'ir Mizrach U'Marav. Hey Rishus HaRabim Echad L'Tzofen Odorim. He says in other words, the way it used to be is that the streets would all pour into a big street, all the little streets, and that's how you get out of the city. In other words, so there was only, if you wanted to get this direction, there was one main street to go on, and all the streets led into that main street. If you want to go out of the northern way, if you want to go out of the east-west, there was one main street that was going north-south, one main street that was going east-west, and all the little streets poured into that. So that street, even though it's in the ear, he calls it a stratia. He calls it a stratia. One long street, that it was right. So one long street. So Platya Bezdu Shem we'll discuss tomorrow. But the Sratya is the one, so you can have one street going from north to south, if you want to go out in those directions, another big street going from, and all the little streets pour into that. And the Mimela, those, the Sratya, and is the Rishus HaRabim, and all those other streets are not. But he says today, when he was talking about, you don't have that. In other words, you could have many streets going out of the city. So you don't have that one main street pouring out of the city. So then, so Mamela, we wouldn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim.
What about
Well, he's learning. You see, my question to the Aruch HaShulchan, then maybe you'll help me read it through. In other words, we said yesterday that there are really three types. There's Sarati, Plati, Mevosim, and Mefloshim. So I don't know what the Aruch HaShulchan does with the Mevosim and Mefloshim. Rabbi Pullman said to me, maybe if it's Mefulosh to the Mevosim. I'm not sure. You have to read it carefully and tell me what you think he's saying. One second. But he, in other words, he's saying that the basic Rishus HaRabim is Sarati and Plati. So Sarati is the getting out of this. So we said till now Srati was only Chutzlier. He's saying though Srati can be in the year, if this is the street that gets you out of the year, that's called like Chutzlier, because that gets you in and out. In other words, when you're dealing Mineu Bay with the little streets, you know, that's Mineu Bay in the year, those are not the Rishus HaRabims. The Rishus HaRabim is only the Srati. And then he wants a Taina that today we don't have that Srati in the city because a lot of the smaller streets lead out also.
That's not
how
that
you get out of the city.
Yeah,
well, how do
you find
out
west side?
Yeah. One second.
All the way down, that's how you get out of the city. You don't have to go west side Hollywood.
No, so he says, no, he has a kasha. He says,
and based on that,
he says that it's only the Machane Levia. Because the Machane Levia was the street that they all went to. That was the Ma'iria Machane. You call Machane Avraham Rishus HaRabim. Ma'iria Machane Levia. So to answer that, he said that because the Machane Levia was that street that they all went to. So he's also working that the Machane Levia is the Rishus HaRabim. Only the Machane Levia. And the Machane Levia is, we'll see how he is the, in other words, it has to be the street that everyone's coming to that street. Because they want to leave the city, so they're all coming to that street. So what would be so what would be mevuos mefuloshim? What's the hechi? Maybe it's just jargon. In other words, maybe he means to say that mevuos mefuloshim is also a type of sratia. Well, I think that's, now that you say it, I think that's what he means. In other words, the Gemara says there are three types of rishus harabim: sratia, prat, mevuos, and mefuloshim. But he says, technically speaking, outside the city is called a sratia. Inside is mevosim v'loshim. But mevosim v'loshim gets the status of a sratia only if it's the one place that they're all congregating to get out. But since, in other words, it's really only a din of sratia and platia. It's sort of like Allah Rav Shechta. It's sort of a din only sratia and platia. Again, platia b'ez Hashem tomorrow. Sratia is outside, and inside it's only a din because that's the one street that leads out in and out. But it has to be the one street that they're all congregating to get in and out. Like Rabbi Pullman says, he says to me this morning, I never take Ocean Parkway. I said, what about Ocean Parkway? You see, for me, I always take Ocean Parkway, go to Prospect Express. He said, I never go on Ocean Parkway. I go
Fort
Hamilton, whatever. He gets out of Brooklyn another way. He never takes Ocean Parkway to get out of Brooklyn. I always take Ocean Parkway, so I think I'm the whole world, but I'm not the whole world. You understand? So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's day. So that's the, I think, Ellie, I think that's the, now that we're speaking it out, I think that's the pshat. In other words, even though he uses the word sratia, but that's the Mevosim Floshim, Dina Kasratia, only if it's that one. But it's more than one. It could be two. In other words, in that direction. One this, you know, like Yerushalayim, there's one this way, one that, like you said, one north south, one east west, and that was.
Yeah. So what is people go to a street like Broadway? Is there something people getting out of the city?
then
it's a city street that definitely has 600,000 people that cross it at some point.
Right, then he wouldn't.
Well, but you speak the province, we have it.
Well, that has to be Tola in their discussion whether you need a straight or a concurrent a little bit. But it's not the only way. But it's not the only way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Right. Right. Jacob Schilder does not take Broadway. You get out of that. He goes. Right. So his kiddush is. Mevus Mufaloshim is only if it's that way of getting out of the city. In other words, it has to be the in other words, we'll see tomorrow, it has to be a Mokum Kibbutz. That, in other words, he says, just like we'll learn tomorrow, Plati is a Mokum Kibbutz, so Srati is also a din of Mokum Kibbutz, but everyone has to, you know, in other words, it's a monopoly. Has to, everyone's Mekabit. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. But in Svara, it's an interesting. What? Yeah. Well, a lot has to do with, you know, how you take to that Rashi with the Machane Leviyah versus the. Okay, Rabbosei. So this is the discussion of the Rishus Harabim of Shishim Ribo. Where the Shishim Ribo have to be, and all the discussions. The three major things: the year, Yud Beis Meal, or Osa Rechov, and with and then Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll see the idea of Plachim. Yeah, one second, don't leave.